From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, September 6th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the art and entertainment events coming to Champaign-Urbana this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Named for its hundreds of labor strikes and scorching heat, the hot labor summer is coming to a close, but the writer's strike in Hollywood hasn't. IPM reporter May Antar has more.
Now in their fourth month on strike, the Writers Guild of America released a video on Labor Day to bring attention to their issue. Michael Leroy is an expert in labor and labor relations at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. While far from Hollywood, he says the strike has repercussions on campus.
And I think that has significance for my work as a writer of academic publications, my work as a professor who teaches classes. It has implications for salespeople, very different work.
Leroy doesn't expect the strike to end anytime soon because he says the stakes are too high for either side to give in too easily. May Antar, IPM News.
Arab American groups are applauding a new Illinois law that will add a Middle Eastern or North African box under the race category on state forms. Advocates say the law, signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this month, opens the door for more funding opportunities that aid their communities. State Representative Abdel Nasir Rashid, who is Palestinian, says the pandemic is one reason this category is needed.
We didn't have the data to let us know the vaccination rates, the mortality rates, comorbidities within the Arab community. And that absence of data really impacted our ability to deliver public health services. That impacted all of us.
The requirement goes into effect in July 2025. The Biden administration is considering adding a Middle Eastern or North African category for the 2030 census. The Pritzker administration is telling healthcare providers not to charge co-pays to low-income undocumented immigrants who have state health insurance, and providers should return any co-pays patients have paid. The state announced the changes yesterday in an email to providers as more than two dozen patients and advocates spoke out during a public hearing. State officials who attended the hearing did not mention the changes. Speakers decried the co-pays and other cuts the state made earlier this summer to health insurance for undocumented immigrants. Some said they felt anxious having to choose between paying rent and grocery bills or seeking medical care. Adela Carline is with Illinois Partners for Human Service.
The administrative rule changes undermines the shared goal of achieving health equity in our state. These changes will exacerbate existing health disparities.
Illinois implemented cuts after saying medical care for immigrants was too expensive. The 2024 campaign season is officially underway in Illinois. Candidates began circulating nominating petitions yesterday to appear on next year's primary ballot. Illinois Republican Party Chairman Don Tracy says the party must do better in Chicago and the suburbs. To do that, Tracy says it must embrace early voting and get much more help from small donors.
We've got to more than ever get all good conservatives, Republicans off the sidelines and engaged. And both voting early, encouraging all their friends to vote early, and also helping out, you know, with resources.
Tracy says Republican values like parents' rights, lower taxes, and public safety are popular, but the party can't compete with billions of dollars available to Democrats right now. The Illinois primary for the 2024 presidential election is scheduled for March 19th. Still to come, we'll learn more about the art and entertainment events coming to Champaign-Urbana this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
In season two of the hit British mystery series Professor T, academic Jasper Tempest and the team return to confront a series of crimes, including a mysterious fire in a student block and the tragic murder of an entire family. Meanwhile, Professor T navigates conflicts with multiple women, including his mother, his therapist, and the love of his life. Friends of WILL can stream all six episodes of season two right now and catch up on season one with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. If you're looking for some live entertainment, there's plenty coming to the Champaign-Urbana area. I sat down with Owen Henderson, who covers arts and entertainment and LGBTQ issues for IPM, to talk about just a few of the upcoming events. From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Owen Henderson.
You're listening to Will Call, where we talk about upcoming arts, entertainment, and culture in Central Illinois.
First up, this Thursday night, September 7th, Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live will be coming to the State Farm Center in Champaign. And he'll be joined by fellow SNL cast members Andrew Dismukes and Marcelo Hernandez.
Earlier today, an American fighter jet shot down a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that had been spotting crossing the United States, officially ending history's most complicated gender reveal party.
The show is at 7:30, doors open at 6:30, and you can find more info at statefarmcenter.com.
Owen, Elnora Guitar Festival starts this weekend.
This is Krannert's 10th installment of their biennial guitar festival happening at the Krannert Center for Performing Arts in Urbana. It starts on Friday night at 6 p.m., goes through all day Saturday. We have Melina Moy is their opening act, but we also have acts like The Suffragettes, Rodrigo y Gabriela, the feminist rock icon Ani DeFranco, Andy Summers, who's the guitarist from The Police, Emmylou Harris. Lots of these acts are free, but some of them do require tickets. You can find all that information on the Krannert Center's website.
And Owen, you and I both talked to two of the artists who are going to be there. I spoke with Melina Moy, who's doing the national anthem and also doing a talk back, and you spoke with Andy Summer. Visit ipmnewsroom.org for those interviews.
That's not what I do. I ain't no damsel in distress. And I don't need to be rescued, so put me down.
What else do we have? We have Flatlands Dance Film Festival at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana. That's on Saturday the 9th at 7 p.m. It is the 10th season for the Flatlands Dance Film Festival.
So there are films and live performance from a few different choreographers and visiting artists. For information about that, you can visit the dance department's website, dance.illinois.edu.
On Friday the 8th from 6 to 9, Irish Fest is happening at Allerton in Monticello. The Celtic Whistle and the Gothard Sisters will be part of the Allerton Park concert series. As usual at Allerton, there will be yard games, food.
And we should say Illinois Public Media is one of the co-sponsors of the Allerton Park concert series.
And then on Saturday, what do they have going on at Allerton, Owen?
So on Saturday, we have Saturday Stargazing and the Sun Singer. How's that for a tongue twister? There's stargazing, there's games. That is Saturday night from 7:30 to 10:30 at Allerton.
On Sunday the 10th at Riggs in Urbana, from noon to 4, there is a pollinator party. There will be a native plant sale, honey and kombucha. And at 12:30, there's a public lecture called Tick Talk by Holly Black. Holly Black is a second-year veterinary student at the University of Illinois, and they'll be talking about the ecology of ticks, tick-borne diseases in Illinois, including how they and their hosts interact with native and invasive plants. So there are practical tips to protect you, yourself, your family, and again, a lot of different pollinator products at the pollinator party.
For more information about these and other arts and culture events happening in Central Illinois, you can visit ipmnewsroom.org.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Owen Henderson.
Thanks for listening to Will Call. We'll talk to you next time. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says showers and thunderstorms will end this morning. Skies will gradually become mostly sunny with a high of 84 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, Kristen Schorsch, Alex Degnan, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.